April 22, The Virtue of Self-Forgetfulness. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. By faith, Paul appropriated the grace of Christ, and this grace supplied the necessities of his soul. By faith, he received the heavenly gift and imparted it to souls longing for light. This is the experience we need. Pray for this faith. Strive for it. Believe that God will give it to you. There is a great work to be done in our world. This is no dreamland. Before us are living realities. On every hand are to be seen the manifestations of Satan's power. Let us cooperate with him who works to restore and uplift. And let us not forget that he who works for Christ must recruit his strength at the source of all strength. Christians need power of thought, firmness of will, and knowledge that comes from the study of God's Word. They cannot afford to fill their minds with trifles. Every day they must be renewed in spiritual power. Learn of him who has said, I am meek and lowly in heart. Learning of him, you will find rest. Day by day, you will gain an experience in the things of God. Day by day, realize the greatness of his salvation and the glory of a union with him. Constantly, you will learn better how to live Christ-like, and constantly, you will grow more like the Savior. If we will die to self, if we will enlarge our idea of what Christ can be to us and what we can be to him, if we will unite with one another in the bonds of Christian fellowship, Christ will work through us with mighty power. Then we shall be sanctified through the truth. We shall indeed be chosen by God and controlled by his Spirit. Every day of life will be precious to us because we shall see in it an opportunity to use our entrusted gifts for the blessing of others. We must forget self in loving service for others. We may not remember some act of kindness which we do, but eternity will bring out in all its brightness every act done for the salvation of souls, every word spoken for the comfort of God's children, and these deeds done for Christ's sake will be a part of our joy through all eternity.